Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. And, well, if you're just tuning in, you've caught us at a good time because it's bookseller time and book pick time. And we're thrilled because Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck joins us for just a terrific look at great books that are on the shelves. You know, I don't have to tell you, but next week, was it next week? Next week will be like Thanksgiving, and then it's the holiday rush, and then you're going to be out looking for stuff for people that you like or whatever, and you're looking for good, solid gift ideas and maybe even picking up a book or two for yourself. Here's some wonderful suggestions. Susanna, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Oh, good morning. Thank you, Joe. Good morning.
Well, where would you like to begin?
Oh, my goodness. So what I found lately is that books have been saving me from a spiral of intense despair in our nation.
Oddly, so, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I mean, right? Like every night I can't wait to get to bed so that I can lay there and just like read. That is my reading time, is right before I go to sleep. And these books that I brought with me today are some of the books that have been able to take me away from this universe, though they are all very much set in our universe. So the first book I want to talk about, I know you're going to be having this author on.
Yes.
This is a book of short stories called Friday Black. The author is Nana Kwame Adjei-Brenya. And this book just came out. It's a very slim collection. It's about 200 pages. It has incredible quotes on it from George Saunders, Roxane Gay, Mary Carr, Charles Yu. And I picked this up because one of my booksellers recommended it to me. He had read it and loved it and said, oh, just read the first story. I think the first story in this book is one of the best stories I have ever read in my life.
I agree with you.
I will never forget it. I can vividly picture the entire story. And that continues throughout this collection. It's hard for me to describe the stories. They seem very much set in our world, except something has gone wrong.
Right. I will only help you in the sense
Please.
That he had trouble. Like he said, it's difficult to explain what the stories are about.
Right.
When he was here, but they're so beautiful. I mean, they're very current.
Yes.
That they are, you know, I hate this term, but like ripped from the headlines, but it's very much reflective of what's happening in our world.
Yeah.
With a little bit of a twist, which none of it really surprises you all that much. It's
yeah.
chilling.
Oh, it's so, it's
but
absolutely
if these
chilling.
Things happened, it wouldn't be overly
exactly.
surprising.
Exactly. If you like Black Mirror, this is for you. If you don't know what Black Mirror is, this might also probably be for you.
Yes, that's very good.
I just love it so much. And I also really want to point out that he's an Albany guy. I mean, he
went to the University at Albany and then went
Spring
to
Valley.
Syracuse and is a great guy. Worked, I think, at the Lowe's. And does this whole thing on big box stores and talks about, because he does a thing on Friday Black, which is on Black Friday, which
right.
is he wrote that as a result of working here.
Of the crazy consumerism of the Black Friday shopping experience in a mall.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And but also a very pleasant fellow, very, very nice man. And just you look at him and you say, oh, man, you're going to have a great career.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited for this guy. And I can't wait to read everything he writes.
And I know this is probably somewhat superficial, but let me say for a paperback, it's a beautifully published book. They did a beautiful, beautiful job
yes.
from the end papers to just the entire presentation. It's a very, make a lovely gift. It's a beautiful book.
Absolutely.
All right.
So now I have a trio of memoirs.
Excellent.
Each of which I absolutely loved. So the first one is Heartland, A Memoir of Working Hard and Being Broke in the Richest Country on Earth by Sarah Smarsh. I did not read Hillbilly Elegy. But from what I understand, one of the main complaints with Hillbilly Elegy is it did not recognize the inherent white privilege that one has.
Correct.
This book absolutely recognizes that. She's very clear that though she is growing up white, very poor in Kansas, that if she were to have darker skin, her life would be even more difficult. That aside, this book is absolutely beautiful. It is a finalist for the National Book Award, which will be announced tomorrow night. She's an expert in economic inequality. Her writing is beautiful, and she really just looks at her own family and says, oh, and like goes back and just looks at her mother's life, her grandmother's life, this legacy of women who were teen mothers in a very poor rural area where you work hard, you work physically so hard, and you make nothing, and how that affects your children, your family, your relationships, your addictions. It's a really special book, and I highly recommend it.
It is called Heartland. It's by Sarah Smarsh, the subtitle being a memoir of working hard and being broke in the richest country on earth.
And then to follow that up, Heavy, an American memoir by Kiese Layman, who I believe you've also, well, we have.
Yes, well, he'll be on in a few weeks. Yeah, he's an amazing
He's an amazing guy. He had I met Kiese a few years ago. He was teaching at Vassar and came to our store to do an event for one of his other books, which was published by an extremely tiny press. I read it. It was incredible. I thought, this guy needs a bigger platform. He needs people need to read his work. And now they are. The new book is with Scribner. It is a memoir about growing up as a very big Black kid. In eighth grade, he was over 200 pounds. He writes this book in the second person, talking to his mother. And it's a lot about their relationship and about what it's like to grow up as a Black man in Mississippi. And I feel like Kiese is probably one of the best writers that no one has heard of yet. And I think this book is pushing him over the edge. It is a finalist for the Carnegie Medal, which is really exciting. And it's just, you can't put it down. His writing is truly exquisite.
It's called Heavy, an American memoir, and it is astonishing. It's a very difficult read,
yes.
I would say at times, but it is beautiful in its way. And it's Heavy, an American memoir by Kiese Layman. All right.
And then my third memoir, something a little different, All You Can Ever Know by Nicole Chung. This is just such a wonderful story. Nicole grew up as an adopted child, adopted by white parents. She's Korean. And she was raised in this small town in Oregon where, I mean, she really in her childhood only met a handful of other Asian people. I can't imagine what that must be like to grow up somewhere where you're just the only person who looks like you, and you don't have a really way to talk about that. So as she grows up, she decides she wants to figure out who her birth parents were, why they gave her up for adoption. And she comes to discover that she actually has two older siblings that were not given up for adoption. So her parents had a couple of kids, and then she came along. She was born very premature, and they decided to give her up. So she reaches out to reconnect with her family. And of course, that has repercussions within her adopted family. But then also she alternates the chapters of her own story with the story of her birth siblings, the kids who didn't get adopted, the kids who were raised by Korean immigrant parents, and what their life was like and what her life would have been like if she hadn't been adopted. It's just beautiful, and it's hopeful and wonderful, and it will make you feel good and make you feel a lot of things. I thought it was great.
It's good to know that we can still feel things.
Yes.
All You Can Ever Know, a memoir by Nicole Chung. All right.
And then something completely different.
Yes.
A funny novel. French Exit by Patrick DeWitt. I did not know Patrick's work previously. I hadn't really read him. He wrote The Sisters Brothers and Under Major Domo Minor. But when this book got announced, a lot of my bookselling friends said, oh my God, there's a new Patrick DeWitt. This is an event. And I thought, really? What do you mean by that?
What's an event?
All right, let me check this out. And it's just wild. It's about a society dame and her son. They have a lot of money until all of a sudden they don't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to run away from this debt by taking a ship across the Atlantic and going to Paris.
Like you do.
With their cat, who may or may not have within him the ghostly spirit of the father who had died in mysterious and scandalous circumstances. This is just wild. It's weird. It's funny. It's bizarre. It has fans including Maria Semple and Nell Zink. And if you just want to get away with a crazy satire, this is the book you need.
Well, it has a hell of a premise, I'll tell you that. So it's called French Exit, a novel by Patrick DeWitt.
And then moving to kids, we have two books here that are for our 8 to 12-year-old readers.
Excellent.
The first is Finding Langston by Lisa Klein Ransom. This is a very short novel. It's perfect for your reluctant reader. It's only about 100 pages long. And it's about an 11-year-old boy who's growing up in Alabama in the 40s. And his mom passes away. His dad moves them to Chicago.
I'm sorry. Just press that on button. There you go.
Oops.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
So Finding Langston, Lisa Klein Ransom. It's about an 11-year-old boy growing up in Alabama in the 40s. His mom passes away. His father moves him to Chicago. And he goes from being a country boy to a city kid, feels very out of his element, and discovers the local library where he finds a poet named Langston Hughes, who it turns out is who his mom named him after. It's absolutely beautiful, and Lisa has written numerous nonfiction books for kids, and this is her first novel, and I think it's the first of many wonderful books to come.
It is called Finding Langston by Lisa? Lessa?
Lisa.
Lisa Klein Ransom. Okay.
And then Sweep by Jonathan Oxier. Sweep, the story of a girl and her monster. Chimney sweeps are going to be all the rage this fall with Mary Poppins coming back around. And
by the way, this is just a side note.
Yeah.
One of these days, I will see that trailer and not cry.
It's a good one, isn't it? Oh, it's a talk about feeling feels.
Oh, my God. All right.
So this is, it's just absolutely wonderful. It's set in London. It's about a girl who has been an apprentice to a chimney sweep until he goes missing and she's left all alone. He has left her with a sort of piece of clay in her pocket that turns out to be a golem who is there to watch out for her and help her on her journey. It's wonderful. It's just like the right amount of magical. It's kids rising up against oppressors. Oh, gosh, it's just great.
That's a lot. That's great. Excellent. It's called Sweep, the story of a girl and her monster.
And then with something a little bit more serious, this book I would recommend for 14 and up. It's called Hey Kiddo by Jarrett Krajewska. The subtitle is How I Lost My Mother, Found My Father, and Dealt with Family Addiction. This is going to be a really important book. It's going to change. It's going to change and probably save some kids' lives. It is shortlisted for the National Book Award. Hopefully, maybe could win it tomorrow night. Jarrett, this is his true story. He's a published kids writer. He's written a lot for younger children. He decided he wanted to tell his own story, which is that he grew up with a mom who was addicted to heroin, and he didn't really know who his dad was. He was raised by his grandparents. And this is the story of a lot of kids. This is not a rare story anymore. And what it, sort of what it means to find yourself, what it means to be raised by people who are separated by a generation from you, what it means to try to connect with your mom when she's in and out of prison and all you want is her support and love, and she's not always able to give that to you. It does have, it has a positive message. Obviously, Jarrett grows up to be a successful writer. But I think this book will give kids a lot of hope. It will help them if they're struggling, and it will help them understand the situation some of their friends might be in.
It is a beautiful book. It is a graphic memoir, and Jarrett was on our program on Friday. If you go to our website, you can hear our conversation with him. It was a very meaningful and lovely conversation that we had. He's fantastic at explaining the book and his process and really coming to the realization that this was something that he had to write. It's called Hey Kiddo by Jarrett Krajewska, and it is Workman, right? Is that who? No.
It's Scholastic.
Yep. Scholastic. Okay. Excellent. What else have you got going on?
Oh, my gosh. So we're inching toward the end of our event season at the store. I would love to mention that this Saturday we're having our first puppy day at our Rhinebeck store. And what that means is, though we welcome dogs in our store every day, we're going to have a special day celebrating dogs. Bring your friendly dog to the bookstore. We have two events that day. One is with New Yorker cartoonist Liza Donnelly.
Oh, that's great. She's going to be on the show Friday.
Oh,
we love
good.
Liza.
Liza's amazing. Her new book is called Be the Person Your Dog Thinks You Are.
Right.
It's this perfect little gifty dog book. It's just wonderful. And then she'll be there at noon. And then at 4 o'clock, Ken Foster will be here. His book is City of Dogs, New York Dogs, Their Neighborhoods, and the People Who Love Them. I think of it as a Humans of New York for dogs. That's exactly what it looks like. It's wonderful. And both of our events are going to be raising money for the Animal Farm Foundation's Paws of Purpose program, which connects dogs and inmates at Rikers Island. So come out and meet, even if you don't have a dog, just come and hang out and meet some dogs.
Meet puppies.
Meet some puppies. So we're excited about that. And then I'll also mention that we're having two events in December with Susan Orlean for the library book.
Oh, I love that book.
This book is so great. I think it's the perfect book this for the holiday giving season because you can literally give it to anyone.
Yes.
And they will love it.
Yes.
Like, hands down. So we're hosting her on December 5th at Murray's, which is in Tivoli, New York. And then on the 6th at the White Hart in Salisbury, Connecticut. So those are ticketed events. They are fundraisers for the Tivoli Library and the Scoville Library. It's a $10 ticket, so you can get those on our website at oblongbooks.com.
Excellent. A lot going on. Oblongbooks.com. You can find the list there. You can see all the other great stuff that they've got going on. And for goodness sakes, visit them. They're in Rhinebeck and Millerton, and it's oblongbooks.com. You can also see the whole list, the entire list on our website at wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. Susanna, thank you very much. It's always a great thrill to have you here.
Thanks,
thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.